Annie Cully is packing her bags. Her bedroom floor is covered with parcels and packets, but most of what she's taking isn't hers.
Here, in my backpack, are a few of my clothes, the things I'll wear.
29-year-old Annie Cully is what's known in Senegal as a GP, which stands for gratuité partielle or partially free. It's a term that's usually associated with the discounted airfares that airline staff benefit from. But a GP in Senegal today is someone who sells part of their airline baggage allowance to other individuals and transports their package for a fee.
I'm leaving tonight for Paris. For the time being, I have three bags. That's smoked fish there.
With Christmas coming, she's had a lot of requests. The GP system has become really popular in recent years, and after a quick online search, it's easy to see why. Courier services like FedEx or DHL charge up to 100 euros to deliver a 1 kilo parcel the next day. Annie Cully charges just 10 euros to whoever wants to use the space in her suitcase. As for the National Postal Service, it's always a gamble, says Abdou Mbaye, a Dakar resident who uses the GP system to send presents to his sisters in the US.
There were problems with the post office, because once I sent a parcel to my sister, who's in the United States, it was silver jewelry, because we wear a lot of bracelets and they were for her sons, but when they got the parcel, it was empty. It happens a lot here. Sometimes you get sent a message and then you go to the post office, but when you get your package, it's empty.
He thinks it's safer to get his parcels hand-delivered by someone he knows, even if he's only known them for a few minutes.
Because I know the guy, there's more security. It's safer. And if anything goes missing, I'll just go round to his house.
For Annie Cully, transporting other people's post helps her pay part of her airline ticket.
I just needed to cover a little bit of my plane ticket, because sometimes the tickets are a bit expensive. And I use the return flight as well to buy things like handbags and things like that, to bring them back and sell them in Dakar.
It's a win-win concept that frequent flyers have used for years in Senegal. But to make it easier for travellers and people with packages to find each other, a young Senegalese entrepreneur, Aliou Badara Nyong, has launched an app that runs on people's mobile phones. It's called Cully GP. In Dakar, Saliou Nyong is the representative of the peer-to-peer shipping platform.
The trigger was when the creator of Cully GP wanted to post something. He was in Dakar. He wanted to send a package to Paris. He looked on the internet, but he couldn't find anyone. But he knew that something called GP existed. The idea came from there, to set up a platform, like a directory, to help people find others who were happy to share their suitcases.
To make sure that people don't carry anything dangerous or illegal, people who use the app have to check the packages they're carrying. But in the airport, people carrying packages travel just like other passengers. Lieutenant Amidou Malik Sarr is the head of Dakar Airport's anti-trafficking cell and isn't worried about people carrying other people's goods.
In 2018,
the company will roll out its next phase. It will start offering online payment and insurance on all deliveries. There will also be a network of 1,000 collection points in Senegal, which will be available to users. For RFI, Emmanuel Landet in Dakar, Senegal.